Okay, so we'll start with halachas on the brichas yitzaror. We'll start with the halacha first of bein hashmoshes. So the Gemara says in Shabbos, the Lamed Zayin on the base, Tan Rabbana, bein hashmoshes, sofik min hayoyim, sofik min halayla, sofik kulo min hayoyim, sofik kulo min halayla. So it's a sofik, how it is. It's partial yom, partial layla, kulo min yom, kulo halayla. And it says the Gemara, it says the brayso of atile moil lechomer shneim. Okay, and you do both. So the Gemara says like this, Ve'ezu bein hashmoshes. What is bein hashmoshes? So says the Braisa, Mishetishka chama, kol shebnei shepnei mizrach madimim. From shkiyas hachama, while everything is red still, that's shkiyas hachama, ich sifa tachtoin, v'loch, ich sifa elyoin. So in other words, shkiyas hachama, that's day. Now if there is, the bottom part of the sky is already dark, but the upper part of the sky is still shining from the sun, that is bein hashmoshes. Says the Braisa, Hich sifa elyon v'ish v'alatachtoin, if the elyon becomes like the tachtoin, zehu laila, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. And the Gemara goes to explain, what does that mean? How big is it? So the Gemara says, Tlasa rivei mila. That's what the Rabbah says. In other words, 3/4 of a mil. Chol Rabbi Yosef, 3/4 of a mil. So if a meal, if you hold this 18 minutes, this is 18 minutes divided by 4, which is approximately each minute 4.5, so 3/4 approximately 12.5, 13 minutes. Okay, so this is the bein hashmoshes, if you hold that meal is 18 minutes. Okay, now Tosfos asks Akasha, here is mashma, that's 3/4 of a meal, according to Rabbi Yehuda. And if you look at the Gemara Mishei Atome, it says, Mishkiya sachama, that's a Gemara of Tzadik Dalet. The Gemara of Tzadik Dalet, the Psochim says, the following. Kama me'alechoda binuni beyom yud parsois, me'alois ashacha vadetza chama hey milin. I'm sorry, so he goes to the other braisa. The braisa says, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, ovyo sharakia, echad me'asora beyom tira, kama me'alechoda binuni beyom eser parsois, u'me'alois ashacha vadetza koichovim arbas milin. So from shkia sachama is 4 until tzitza koichovim is 4 milin. So arba milim and arba milim. So each one is arba milim. So that's Akasha. We just told you here the Yehuda holds bein hashmoshes. It's how long? 3/4 of a mil, right? I'm sorry. And there we are saying it's 4, right? 4 milim. So is it 3/4 of a mil? So you know, is it 72 minutes or not? So so Soktoises omer b'yotam. The osa mairi bitchilas shkia. V'hacha mishetishka misoif hacham asher nisaboy v'rakia. That's the difference between tchilas shkia v'soif shkia. Tchilas shkia, it starts, but it's all day, and it continues being day all the way till the from 72 minutes that starts the shkia sacham, and there's a loch, legabi psula dam, and etc. But has no implications legabi yom v'layla until is much later. Until all the way to the last 13 minutes. And the last 13 minutes, which is Shkia Shnia, that is called bein hashmoshes. Okay, that is Shitas. That is Shitas Rabin Tam. Now, what's the Pshat? The sun set beforehand. So the idea is the Posh Pshat, it goes into what the Gemara says in Broches. The Gemara in Broches says, on the Posh Kubah HaShemesh V'Toher, the Dubah Hashemesh V'Toher, so that is when the Kohanim and Nichnosim Bechol B'Trumosim. And now the question, the Girsa of the Rabbeinu Tam, which is the Girsa Sarashba, is the following Girsa. Umimai Dehayu Bo Hashemesh, Bias Oireyu. How do you know that is Bias Oireyu, Bah Hashemesh? The Shemesh sets. What is setting? Is Bias Oireyu the setting of the light? Umay v'toher tahar yoima, and what the toher means that the day becomes clean, there is no resemblance, there is no remnant of the day. Diyama biyashimshoy, maybe the idea is that the setting is not the setting of the light, but the setting of the sun. So and even though it's not clean, may v'tar tahar gavra. So it says, ken girsas agyoinim. And he says like this, the gufa the shah of the Gemara, the Rashba says, what does tahar v'bo hashemesh? Ba Shemesh means that you have a new day and the Kohanim can study in Betrumasan. What does Ba Shemesh V'Toher? Does it mean Ubashem, which means that the light of the sun set and the day star becomes clean of any light? Or does it mean that the sun sets and the cleansiness is not of the sky, because the firmament is not sky, because you still have, is the cleansing of the person? So he says the Rashba, when the Gemara says there in Broches, it means that the light is completely gone. And the Pshat is that the Koichovim really show up. That's good with the Shah of the Gemara. Because the Shaila is Shkia, Rabbi Natan says, is a two Shkias. One Shkia is the Shkia of the physical body of the sun. And the other Shkia is the Shkia of the light of the sun, the indirect light, the refractive light of the sun. And the Gemara understands here that Ubah HaShemesh is when the Toher, Ubah HaShemesh means Tzezak Rechovi, means the second Shkia, which means after the light completely vanished, all the reflective light vanished. So that light which goes away, so that is the Shkia Sachama, but not when the sun goes away. And that's good for the Gemara's Kasha. How do you know? And the Gemara Dash of the Posit says Vetaher, doesn't say Vetahar. So Vetaher is that the sky becomes clean. So it's a raya that the refractive light is also away. So that there is no refractive light left. So the Tam holds, you're right that the physical Shemesh, I said before, and the reflective light is there, but the refractive light, the light that only shows, that light stays afterwards, and therefore that's Shkia Sachama. And that's good for the Gzesa Kosu. That's good for the Gzesa Kosu. That's good for the Pasuk. What is it? Is it be a shemesh, is it be a saor, or be a shemesh? Okay? And that's good for the Gemara. It says the Pasuk is Raya from Tzitzak Rechovim, from Betoher, Dashos of the Pasuk, that it means is the Shkias Haor. So the according to Rabbi Natan, what it goes is the Shkias Haor, that's it what defines Shkias Hachama. And that's the first Shkia, is the Shkia of the body of the Shemesh, that has halochas legabe korbonos. Legabe our halochas of the day is only the Shkia Shnia. Okay? And that's the halacha, which is 72 minutes. Interestingly enough, legabe the morning, we're going to see the Kodesh B'Tav is also the sun process of the coming of the light. So the setting of the light at night, like the Gemara says, Beferush, is 72 minutes. The beginning of the night is the beginning of the day is also 72 minutes. There, the interesting halacha is that that is still day, right? On the beginning of the night. And here, the beginning of the day, we know from Tzitz, from Alois HaShachar, is already day, right? We learn from the Pasuk, the Mishnah says, the Hakol Shemitzvosa Bayoyim, Ksherim Kol Ayoyim, from Alois HaShachar. Only is a din lekatchilo, a din derabonon, to wait for later, for Netzachama. But the day starts from here. But it's the same length. There is a difference in halacha between the two, because there, in the beginning of the night, right, when the reflective light is still day. So the day, according to Rabbi Natan, carries both ways. There is the day, as long as the light is still on, the light makes it day. And therefore the day goes from the beginning, from Alois HaShachar, it goes actually all the way out till Tzitzak Rechovim. But there is a Ben HaShmoshes at the end. Okay? But we learn that's B'Yasaor. Now, the halacha Shulchan Aruch is like that. Yeshoim shetzorech lo yisim b'chol lakodesh, says Shulchan Aruch in Simarei Samech Aleph, you have to be moisim b'chol lakodesh, uzman tosef ezu, when do you add the tosef ezu, mitchilas ha-shkia, from the beginning of the shkia, shein ha-shemesh nires al ha-aretz, when the shemesh sun disappears, ad zman ben ha-shmoshes, until ben ha-shmoshes, that's the time that you have to add something in the Kodesh Lachol. This time, which is 18 minutes times 3 1/4, if you want to make it all Shabbos, it's okay. If you want to do only a little bit, Kodesh, you could do also. You need to be Moisif Michol Lakodesh. Okay? And Pasuk Lekabinu Tam, Vishu Zman Ben Hashmoshes is one, Shloish Asri V'mil, Shmelech Tekom, is the last 3/4 of a meal at the end of the Ben Hashmoshes. So that's Shittas Rabinu Tam. The Gro read in Psochim and here argue. and they hold like the Shitas HaGeon, if this is one of the cases that the Gro actually revolutionized this idea, and he says that's not true, because first of all, we see that it's dark. That's called Skizahama, and it's much from the Gemara, the three Koichovim, that's the Shiur. And here we see that the three Koichovim, Beinuni, much, much earlier. So the Gro goes, and the Gro has a different Girsas HaGemara. His Girsas HaGemara is the opposite. Gufa the Gemara's Shaila is, and we paskin that not Bo HaShemesh means Bo HaOr, means Bo HaShemesh Mamesh. And we paskin that the Girsas of Rashi, that the Gufa the Shaila of the Gemara is Bo HaShemesh or not, and we paskin is Bo HaShemesh. Shkia is what dictates. And that's Shloshet Rivimil. After the Shloshet Rivimil, says the Gro, there is a Keherefayim, and the three Koichovim come out. Now the only question is, does Keherefayim, is that Laila or Yom? That's Machloek Zerabiyu and Rabbi Yossi. But the Gemara says, Bina Shmoshes is 4 mil. Says the Gemara is talking about, they are not halachically, but astronomically. Astronomically, you have, that's the idea, that you have, because there is refractive light, and all the Koichovim don't come out of the Rakia until 72 minutes, because then the whole star is on the firmament. So you're right. What the Gemara is talking about there is not the Tzias HaKoichovim, which is the three Koichovim Benunim, which Halach Lidetermin Yom. They're talking about Tzias Kol HaKoichovim. Okay? Now, and the Bias HaShemesh doesn't mean day and night. In the beginning of the day, is not established by light. It's established by Shkia Sachama, by the goof of the sun being out. Now, this is very much what the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says like this. Man polig rebchanin ha'veru derabonan. Okay, derabonan, boy. Kama de'at omar be'arviz niru shlusha kechovim. So the Yerushalmi is very much what the Goyin. The Goyin Yerushalmi says like this. It's much what the shlusha kechovim creates night. Even though the sun is in the Rekia, is Lailahu? You tell me that that's night? So in other words, even though there is light, right? Umaraf b'shachris ken. So the Rishalmi asks, if that's the case, it should be in Shachris also the same aloha. Why? Because the interesting part is like this. So says they're going like this. At night, when the sun sets, is already night. Even though the Goyin agrees that there is light continuing, at least refractive light, until 72 minutes. But that's not what determines the day. But in the morning, which is the same process, the Bavli just said in the Sadik Dalet, is also the night gets refractive light from Alois HaShachar. There is refractive light and all the way to Netzachama. But then there is a very big distinction in Aloha. The distinction in Aloha is that at night, it's still is already night, even though there is light. But in the morning, if there is light, it's already day. Because aloha is from Alois HaShachar already. It has the aloha of day. So according to the Grois, it's an inconsistency. But the Rishalmi says, you see at night, which is Beferu Shitas HaGro, that it's not dependent on night. It depends on the Tzias HaKoichovim, which is Tzetzachama, the Guf HaShemesh, irrespective if it's night. So we see before like the Goyin, that's not all night. But the Rishalmi asks the obvious kasha at morning, it should be the same aloha. It should be when the sun comes up, Netzachama Mamesh, only then at the beginning of the day. But the aloha is that Vishnu says Beferush is only from Alois HaShachar, which is 72 minutes before Beferush. So why is the day start is from the light and the night it sets by the Shkia Sachama? Omar Abba, Ksiva Shemesh Yotzalaretz, and he has Ksivin is Mechazet Dikasha. Says Hashemesh Yotzalaretz, Velot Batzor, Ksiv Bo Hashemesh Vetoher. So it says the same lotion. It's Sias Hashemesh and Bias Hashemesh. Ishkia in Chama, Ishkia in. So there's Makish Etzios, Lebios, is Mashma that Yetzia and Bia is the same lotion is used. Ma Bioso Mishis Kasim in Abrios, if you tell me that the Shkia, or Bo Hashemesh, means when the sun sets, not like the Rashba, not the light sets, but the sun sets, Afitzioso, so also Kishis Vodal Abrios, it should be when it becomes, when the sun appears. So that's Yerushalmi's Kasha. Omar Abo Ksiv Haboker Or. The Pasuk says Haboker Or, Hatoyra Kro La Or Boker. Boker is Beferush Toli in Or. Beferush, this idea. At night is not Toli on Or, in the Boker is Toli on Or. Now, Tanya Rabbi Shmuel Oimer, Baboker Baboker. The post says Baboker Baboker, Kedidit Hum Le Boker Shal Boker. Boker Boker tells you that there is a Boker ahead of the Boker. So there is a Boker before that. So this is Gzeres HaKosov. Om Rabbi Yosi Berabi Bum. Im Oimer Litin Ovesh Lakia Lalaila Bim Bearvis Bim Beshachris. So he has the Kash. I'll tell you how this Shaila is according to the gears of the Minchas Kohen. Okay, so the Kohen is asking like this. And Posh of Shat is asking as a riot to Rabbi Notam. You're going to, if you say that at night, so it comes out according to that, that's what Rishalim is telling you, that at night and the day is not symmetric. The quote unquote Shkia is a function of the setting of the sun at night and the rising of the light in the morning. Right? According to Rabbi Notam, it's always setting of the light and the rising of the light. Right, 72 and 72. Here is not 72 and 72, it's 72 in 13 minutes. Right? So he says like this. So he asks the question. So if you hold that you give both the light, that tchum of night, right, the ovi sherakia, which is the refractive light, you give both one to the day and one to the night. If you go ahead and you don't give it, and you say that the ovi sherakia goes to the night on the morir, and here goes to the day, nimtza she'ein hayoyim v'alayla shovin. So you never have a day and night which are equal in size, because bitkufas nisa, they should be equal, and here they're not equal, because you're taking away something and giving to the day before, and there you're not giving to the day. It's not that there is a lack of symmetry. V'etani becha bitkufa nisa becha bitkufa tishrei hayom v'alayla shovin. They are equal. So explains the Minchas Kohen, the kasha is gufa that. If you hold a Rabbi Notam, so then you have a symmetry. On the day and the night are equal. Why is that? Because on both of this ovi harakia, you give to the day and the night. So the kasha is, l'choira, this, the question is how to learn this Yerushalmi. Is it a kasha on Rabbi Notam, on the Shita Rabbi Notam, or is it a raya on Rabbi Notam? But the Posh Pshat is telling you that the day and the night are never equal. Why? Because here, you go ahead at night. In other words, Bishlam, if you give the day from the light, you measure the light. So then the light is equals to the night and the day, because the night is symmetric to the day. All the light belongs to the day. All the darkness belongs to the night, the Ovi Sharakia. So in Tkufas Nisan, you have the sun, the day, equal. Because there is equal amount of night, light, and equal amount of darkness. But if you quote according to the Groin, according to the Shita, that at night is totally on Shkia, on the Guf HaShemesh, and in the morning is totally on light, you never have the equal at the time, because the idea is because it's equal light and darkness, but this light belongs to the light, so the night is bigger. So that's what he says. So that's the kasha. Im liti dov shalakia bim be'arvis bim be'shachris. If mishlava, if you don't give, so that's the gift. If you don't give, nimtza toy b'shina yul v'layla shovin. You tell me that in the equinox they're not going to be equal. V'tani becha b'tkufa nis v'tkav tishri ayom v'layla shovin. The Mishnah says that they are equal. So that's the problem. So lechoira, they are not equal. Omar Avuna Nilfina Miderech Oretz. No, the Brisa, they are equal. You're right, the amount of light and the amount of darkness is not the same, but it's right because Shodi Malka Nofak Afalgav de Nofak Amrin de Nofak. The same way that the king, before he goes away, when he goes out from the palace to outside, everybody already assumes that he's out, the king came out. So in the sun, you're right. What the day and the night are equal doesn't mean that the day and night equal is night and day in light and darkness. It's day and night are equals. And what is the day? The day is, so he says, is only when in the morning, when the king comes out, even though the Netzachama is later, but once there is already a shame of coming out, that's already day. Lo amrin de alad shatayu, but when he comes out of the, when he leaves the street, once he leaves, everybody knows that he left. So he explains just what he says. So he explains the charedi with the following idea. Le'oilam elcha de gam oivi shel shachris chov shel yom ve'ein hayom ve'alayla shovin le'oilam. He's saying like this. You're right. The day and the night are never equal. Because we just told you, it's not shaykh to be equal. Why? Because the night is the light and the darkness. And here, the light and the darkness have different halachas, so they'll never be the same size. V'hadeshonu bebraises atchunku v'din shayov alayla shovin. So one second, what do you call me that they're equal? That they're not equal. So he says, "Hainu lefidera chaoylam shafapisha melech nichta zovin shenichta shenikonez lir mamish mikol moko mitchil keshiyotziv yadio zekter ubias hashemesh kori knisav zichos karitzig disiv hashemesh alar nimtza shemitchil azricha kora kosuv yoyim." So therefore, here you're right; they're not the same size because according to the gro, they are not the same size. But still, the brisa calls them the same size. Why? Because you're right. The day to be right in the same size is the date of Shkia of the sun, of the physical sun, to the Netzachama, which is the coming out. That is what's called the day. But the idea is the Brisa still calls that they are still the same way, because here the fact that the day starts early, it's like a king that you know that he'll start later, but you give already hashivus. So they're called the same size, because even though they're not exactly the same size. So it says like this, Ela al korchem mikol mokom itchila kishiyos yadim shiyos hafi shadayim betoch hayir ubiyas ha-shemesh korek nisav zichos karitziya kidichsiv ha-shemetz al-aretz nisa shibitchila zricha korek kosev yoyim af al pi she'enu yom behemes. So in other words, it's we also we are the brisa calls it a day. So says the Haredim. What's the terus of the Yerushalmi? The Yerushalmi asks, there's no symmetry. Why there's no symmetry? Because if you hold the night, the light, and the darkness are the same, but that's not Yom Valayla, because Yom Valayla, that part of the day is truncated, because even though it's not light, it's still day, it's still night, and here is day. So the day and the night are not shovim. So that's a question. Whether the day and the night are not shovim. So the Yerushalmi answers the following idea. You're right, they're not the same. Because the sameness, that there is in Tkufas Nisan, in Tkufas Tishrei, is the sunrise and sunset mamish. They are the same. But here, since that the Netzachama, the before, is like the shrash of him coming out, even though he didn't come out, so he calls it day. But in Achinami, that's not. But so what's the Yerushalmi saying? The Yerushalmi is telling you the following idea, that the Gzeras HaKosov, Lemainse, what the Gzeras HaKosov is, that either Baboiker, or that there is a Gzeras HaKosov, that in the morning, you have a Aloha, that from Alois HaShachar, from the Or, it creates day. And at night, is the sun set, creates night. And the big question that you have to understand is, why is the difference between the two? Why is it exists a cost of the con to the grow? Bishma contributing time, the process is the same. The process of sunset and the process of sunrise is all a function of light. But according to Rabbi Notam, according to the Geoinim Uchichitas, grow is not like that. There is a halacha in at night, which is taller in the Shkia Sahama, which is taller the physical sunset, and in the morning is taller on the light. Right? And what does that mean? Zagzeras HaKosov. Now you could say, because there is the idea of the Melech coming. Now the Yerushalmi Posh Pshat is not explaining that, because if the Yerushalmi would have been explaining that, that's not the reason why there is a lack of symmetry. It's only answering the kasha that the Baal Yerushalmi had. But this Mashma with the Yerushalmi, clearly the only two terutzim that you have, why there is a difference between sunrise, which once there is light is already day, and at night, that despite that there is light, once there is a sunset, it's called night, is a Gzeras HaKosov, a Boker Or, Baboiker, Baboiker. And the question is, what's the title of the Gzeras HaKosov? Question number one. Question number two is the Shitas HaGro. Shitas HaGro in Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Tavton Tes, is that when you go to count every Shoz Manis, when you go to count Shoz Manis, when you count Shoz Manis, right, when you count it, so it can't be from the Alois. If it would have been from Alois to Netzachama, is never even, because it comes out that in that's Yerushalmi's kasha, that in the equinox is not even, because it's not an even day. It's not 12 and 12, because it comes out that the day is much larger than the night, right? So in other words, what is the symmetry that there is? So the Goyen says that you count day, not from Alois HaShachar. You count the day from the Netz until the Shkia. Because according to the Rishonim, in the equinox, it comes out that the night, what we look at the equinox, is not when the lights are equal, light and darkness, but what's equal at that time is that day and night are Shovim. And the day and night are Shovim has to be the Shkia to the Netz. So the Gros says, Beferush, that you count how you measure the day from the Shkia to the Netz. That's how you measure it. So the Pele is an unbelievable thing. You realize that the day starts beforehand. But to measure the day, you only start from Netz to Shkia. And the question is why? Why is there such a difference in symmetry that Legabe, the halochos of day, it starts from Alois HaShachar? Legabe, the night, is not that. We just saw there is a difference. Right, the Rishon, it's Gzeres HaKosov. But then there is a Svora Mididei that say that when you measure day for Shoy Zmanius, you measure not from the Alois until what you call Shkia. You measure from the Gro, you measure because they're not the same, they're not equal. So you measure from when? You measure from Netz until Shkia. And the question is why? Now, Bishlam at the Magen Avraham, when he argues at the Gro, and he holds that the Shoyz Minus is from Alois until Tzezak Koichovim, has to be that they are symmetric. The both of them are 72. So then you have a symmetry on the day and on the night. You have the Shkia and you have the two together, so it comes out very symmetric. But, and therefore, he holds like Rabbi Notam. If he holds like Rabbi Notam, it makes sense that you go from Alois until Tzezak Koichovim, because then you have 72 on each side. Masha'in can according to the Gro, that in the beginning you have 72, but at the end of the day you have only 18 minutes. So when you want to divide in equal 12 equal parts, and they are exactly divisible by 1 hour, they are not symmetric. And therefore, according to the Gro, what he says is that in Achinami, the day starts from Alois HaShachar, from the Gzeres HaKosov, but measuring the day into the concept of Shoyz Minus is only from Netz until Shkia. And the question, what's the difference between the two? And the number three is interesting. We have Bein HaShmoshes, the concept of Bein HaShmoshes, you only have at night. You don't have Bein HaShmoshes during the day. Why isn't there a Bein HaShmoshes during the day? And what's the idea of Bein HaShmoshes? The Bein HaShmoshes, the Kodesh Baruch Hu made, that's part Yom, part Laila. Why is that the case? To answer all of this, we have to go into the Gro. The Gro comes to explain in the Sidur, Yoitzer Or Uvoire Choyshech. What's the idea that by Or it says Yoitzer and it says Bria by Choyshech? So says the Gro the following. There is what's Yitzir and what's Asiya. Some people say that Asiya, I'm sorry, what's Yitzir and Bria? Some people say Bria is Yesh Me'ayin and Yitzir is Yesh Me'yesh. But says the Gro, that's not Mashma, because you see Boira Priya Adoma Va'ivra and so Adom is also Yesh Me'yesh. So you can't say that the Loshon Bria Yesh Me'ayin, because you see the Loshon Bria is Yesh Me'yesh also. So the Goyen explains the following idea, and he says the same thing in the Deres Eliyahu, that Bria is something in essence, the intrinsic part. Then there is some kind of a mikre, some kind of a change, which is becomes part of it. It's not the essence, but becomes intrinsic. So there is essential, the essence is Bria. Yitzira is when there is a change, a mikre hadovuk, when there is a change which becomes intrinsic. And Asiya is a change which becomes extrinsic. Says the Gro, this is the idea when you look at a table. What is the essence of the table? Is wood. What's the intrinsic change? Is the form. You give a form, a round form, a square form. That's the change. Now, when you put varnish, when you put decoration, is a change which is not intrinsic. It's an extrinsic change. That's Bria, Yetzira, and Asiya. Says the Goyen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Choshech. Choshech is a creation, right? The Goyen always say, Asa Boiker VeGam Laila, that Choshech is a creation. But if you want to know in the world, there is Choshech and there is war, what is the essence of the world? Is the essence of the world Choshech, or is it the essence of the world war? The Gro says, the way how to do it is, what happens if you take everything away? What stays? You see, the Choshech stays away. So you see that that's intrinsic. The door, or is doichik tzas min hachoshech. If you pick the room and you close everything, and you make sure that nothing comes in, the void is dark. It says that's why bria is choshech, and yitzira is or. And to explain it is very gevaldik. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. The whole idea of the existence of the world, the concept of bria, which is the essence of the world, is midas hadin, is the tzimtzum. Because the midas hadin is what the world is all about. It's the concept of limitation with the tzimtzum of the world. That's something called the tzimtzum de chalal haponoi. The Kodesh Baruch Hu created that darkness. And then there is a shinui that becomes part of it, that you are there to be meshane, is the idea of bringing the or. So the yor is doiche de choyshech, but the war is yitzira. And why is Yoitzeror before Boire Choyshech? Choyra Briya is the first, right? First is the intrinsic, and then you go to the extrinsic. But it's Givald because you can only appreciate the Choshech once you know the Or. In other words, you can only understand what is the world being Mechase. What is the Kisu? What's the darkness once you appreciate what's light? Because otherwise you think the darkness is light. In other words, you ever see a person goes at night. When it's dark, you get very used to the darkness. So you don't realize how dark it is. Once you shine a little bit of light, you realize what darkness is. So that's why the Brocha says in the Pasuk, Yoitzer Or. But Yoitzer Or, you realize that Yitzira is, that the word is Yitzira, that the Or is an addition, intrinsic addition to it. But in essence, is the Atzmus, the essence is Choshech. Or it says Sholem. And what's the Olam of Asiya? Our Tikkun of Asiya is to be meshalev the two. So says the Gro, says the, I'm sorry, the Isha Yisrael explains what it is. Zokter Azoy Aval. Okay, so what's the idea? The Pasuk says Oyse Sholom Boire Ra, right? So he says Oyse Sholom Boire Ra, and say here Boire Sakol, because the Asiya, which is the Tikkun, is exactly to create Sholom between the night and the day, and to realize that the Bria, which is the Choshech, is really Kolel Deor. In other words, it's the Hafich of the Bria. Our avoid of Asiya, what's the Tikkun that becomes our avoid, which is the Asiya, which is not the intrinsic Bitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is Bitzad us, is to take the Or and the Choshech and to use the Or to be Mehapech the Choshech. To realize that's not Uboire Ra, that the Bria, which is Choshech, is Hakol, is Kolel Deor. Is the ability to realize that the Tzimtzum is a way to achieve Or. That the darkness is ability to achieve. In other words, that you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitoch HaBria. Not that HaBria is Master HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The ultimate avoid is is the avoid of Isabcha, that the Bria is Megala Kudosh Baruch Hu. It's like when you wear a filter and you look at the sun, the filter creates darkness, but the darkness is the enabling of the light. So the world of Asiya is to make Sholom between Oyer and Choshech and to turn the Bria into Hakol, to realize that the Choshech is really Kol Hakol. Says the Gro, Ki Ara Me'urav B'chol Sholom, say like this, Shabria Ve'yatzira Ve'asira, ויצם הבריאה, שהיצירה והעשייה, תיקון והמתוקה, לאי, למטק ולמסך הגבורס. The avoid of the יצירה והעשייה is to be מסק in the צמצום. וכן אומרו, אולסה במחשוב הליברה במידס הדין, בגבורס, ואחר כך שוט ועמידס הרחמים. So the שוט ועמידס הרחמים, first, is the or that's דויכה דחוישך, that's the or that הקדוש ברוך הוא gave, which is תוירה, and that's the concept of איסקפיה, that's Yetzira, the Or that's Doicha de Choshech, and our Asiya is to make Sholom between the two, to take the Or to be Mehapech de Choshech, to use Torah to be Mehapech, that's the Reshma Alper, right? To use the Oilam to be Megala Kudosh Baruch Hu. So Bimela, and that's Megala, the Tuboire Uboire Sakol. So Bimela, according to the Gro, so it says the Gro, this is the Avoida, Yoitzer Or Avoida Choshech, Yetzira is Or, Briya is Choshech, Asiya Sa'odem is to make Sholom, which brings to Boir Esakol. The Gross says something givaldic in Safra Ditznusa. The world was created by Maskal. The Maskal is the Chesed and Din. And the Chesed and Din, the concept of the Chesed and Din, is that they are opposites. But we have a Maskal to be able to create a balance between the two. And that balance between the two, says the Goin, is the idea that you have to be maskir midas hayoyim balayla or midas halayla bayoyim, which is the bracha of Yetzer Hara v'Rei Choshech. And says the Gro, what is that? Midas Laila Bayom Midas Yom Balaila. Says the going that's keneged Tzesa Koy Chovim at night. I'm sorry, Ben Ashmoshas at night, and keneged the time between Alois HaShachar and Netzach HaMa in the morning. That's the Yiruv Yom Balaila, which is the Maskala. Vos Mintos. But I think that's very clear according to going saying here. Our avoida is to take and to make shol between yom and night. Mitzad the bria of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is Yitzira Salaila. When the Laila comes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Tzimtzum. He created the Tzimtzum. The Tzimtzum is not a process. He created the Tzimtzum. The concept of Bein HaShmoshes is to show you that there is something that connects the two, that they're not two things separate, they are connected. There is a part that's part Yom and part Laila, to show that even though it appears to be two separate ideas, they're in that sense one. Because the Choshech is a byproduct of the Or, which the Goyin says, that's the concept of the Bein HaShmoshes, that creates that mixture between the two. Our Avoida, who created the Choshech, in the morning, our avoida is to bring the or. But to bring the or is to be mehapech, is asiyas sholem. Asiyas sholem is that the way how we are me'arev yom balayla is not to show that the two of them were created from the same shoresh, which is Bein HaShmoshes, is the hafichas halayla leyoim. So the shitas are going is very clear. Yom balayla is the shemesh. Shkia to netz. And that's why there is equality between the day and the night. Here we add in the morning something more. Gzeras akosov, that the light can make the night into day. Even though it's night by Alois HaShachar, but we make it into the day. And that was because when the king comes out, that's what the shining is. And there's Baboiker, Baboiker. So he says, going, that's the idea. The idea is because on the Tchila, when the night was created, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the link to Chesed to show you that this is connected to the day. But our avoida to connect the night to the day is not just to connect, is to take the day and to change the night into day. Our avoida is oise sholem uvoires akol. So bimela, because our avoida is that, our avoida is to turn the night into day. So whenever there is light, is to turn that light and to use the light, not to push away the choshech, but to actually change the night into day. So bimela is givaldik. Bitchila salayla, when it's mitzido shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mitzido shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there is night and there is day, and the two tchumim are separate. That's yoytzer or uvoyre choyshech. There is a Bein HaShmoshes or so, that they are not two separate, they are connected, they are part of the same idea. Our avoida, when it comes to connect the day and the night, which is the avoida samaskala, is not just to show you that the two of them are reconcilable. We have to make shalom. And what's the shalom? Is boire sakol, is to take the night into be mehapech it into the day. So our avoida is not enough to show that the same with the Bein HaShmoshes. It's just the opposite. It's to take the night, the light, and turn the darkness into day. That hafichas yom v'layla changes in very much in halacha, that even though the day is b'shkia sachama to netzachama, and that's the night, however, legabe halacha, in the morning there is a halacha, that night, light creates day. And that's why geulosam shel Yisrael, Chazal say, is doim l'alois HaShachar. And Mimela comes out that this is a givaldike thing, that the whole day, when we go and do a me'ached night and day, mitzido shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the creation of darkness, the darkness and the night are separate, they are connected, showing that there is a link between them. Our avoid is not only to link the night and the choshech, midas yom balayla, midas layla bayoyim, is to use the night to be mehapech the day. And therefore, whenever there is light, light is doiche, the choshech, and turns the choshech into day.